Welcome to the Socialized Forecast, May 7th, 2024, the Tuesday edition, where we bring you trend alerts, original content ideas, tutorials, social media updates, and all the things I can think of. So I sound a little hoarse today. I've just come off wedding weekend. My oldest son got married. I've just returned from a long weekend of entertaining, dancing, screaming, yelling, joyful things, and I am officially spent. More about the wedding at the end of this podcast. But for now, let us jump right into the social media updates of the week. First off, I want to just talk about what we're going to see a lot of upcoming this week, maybe recap of the Met Gala, because I'm seeing it already in my feed as it's live, as I'm recording this. So I think over the next couple of days, we're going to see a lot of who knows what memes, even trends that come out of sometimes the outfits that are seen at the Met Gala. So that's a possibility. So keep an eye out for that. Also, you can check out Austin Tassone's feed. She's probably doing some fashion recap videos on the evening. So if you remember, she was our guest previously on our Friday session. The other thing that I've seen a lot of on the feed is the Amy and Riley, or Riley and Amy, I forget what it is, but there's a little girl who can do animal imitations really, really well. And she does a lion's roar that is so realistic that she has people questioning if it's really her making the noise. And they were thinking that her mom was putting in the sound. So there are multiple viral videos from this team, and they're so adorable. But it's really funny because I think that it might have started with this show us your secret talent thing, and then it evolved from there. I was digging deep into the accounts, figure out where was the first video and how did the first video they posted start. So that's why I think sometimes we think, oh, a stitch, it's kind of a silly thing to do, or answering a question of somebody is a silly thing, replying to a comment is not necessarily something that could go viral. But oddly enough, that is oftentimes where you will have your viral moment. So don't discount stitches. And as we did put them last week, I think, in the creative in our creative ideas, our original content ideas. And sometimes they're the ones that you know, put you on the map. So don't discount them. All right, let's pop into the trends this week and see what we've got going on. All right, it's funny that two of the trends are being used a lot with wedding participants. So I just think that's funny and a little random. And this is not because I'm deep into wedding TikTok myself since my son just got married. But I do think it's one of those random things. We're in wedding season, so sometimes trends will happen due to weddings and people using them for wedding things. So the first one is called wait for the drop. And this is not something that you have to use for a wedding. I want to be very clear. Any of these trends that start, however they start, you can use them for whatever you want to use them for. So if you have any fun event coming up, whether it's a marathon, a reunion, or just something fun with friends, who knows, a baby shower, whatever, it's a perfect trend because what you'll do is make a fun montage of the event, and you film a clip of yourself getting ready as you're waiting for the drop. And there were people doing this I think it was in an elevator as they were waiting for the start of a marathon or something like that. So you're filming it wherever you want as you're getting ready, as if you're waiting for the drop. And then when the beat drops on the song, that's when you add your montage of clips in. And it's really easy to do. Just edit together your favorite 2 to 3 seconds of each video that you film, and you can create a really nice montage video, music video, and really, really fun. So that's a good one for any event you have that you want to highlight upcoming. The next one is a Taylor Swifty one, which is a lip sync where it's everything is not about me. So the joke here is that you may have a bunch of friends that are saying everything is not about me, and then the bride comes out and it's like clearly everything is about her. So you can use this. It doesn't even have to, again, be for a bride. It can be for someone having a baby. It can be for somebody whose birthday it is. So if you have a birthday friend that loves to celebrate their birthday and you're getting a friend group together, it's a really good one for that. You can be creative. You can do it with people at work. You can get together and have one coworker that always monopolizes a conversation, or is, you know, the personality hire of the office or whatever. You can do something with them where you're all crowding around the camera. I mean, it's just a quickie and easy one. And honestly, I'm a little bummed I didn't really know about this one before wedding weekend, because I might have been able to execute this one. But unfortunately, we found it after the fact. So That's just the way it goes sometimes. The trends show up after an event that you've had. And there may be a way that I could cheat this, but I've already spent so much time editing wedding content that I think I might have to call it a wrap on that and move on to the next thing. All righty. The last of the three trends we have for this week is called Let's Go. And this is obviously, we have a language alert on this one because it does include lip syncing with the F word. So if that you're not comfortable doing that, just skip this one. If you are okay doing it, it could be a nice fun one. It's really a spoof on when something happens and you're trying to find the positive in it. So the girl in the thing says when a creepy guy hits on her, but at least someone thinks you're hot. So that's the way, her way of using it. You can spin that around to anything. That can be if you have a product line, and you have, even if it's a business and you have a clunker of the product of a product, and one of them, you get a sale on one of them, and it's like, oh, let's go. At least you sold one of your clunker item. That would be a way to use it in an example of a business. You can do it. You can do this with a lot of things, even with your house, with your household. You can do it with your clothing, with your fashion. If you order something and then it shows up and it's like a real bummer, and you're trying to find something positive to say about it. So you can really spin this in any direction. If you burned, let's say you burned something, if you're a baker and you burned something, and maybe there's one that didn't burn. There's a lot of ways you can. I mean, I'm always thinking completely randomly, and then until I find the right idea. So let yourself think of stupid ideas that you might think are stupid, but sometimes that gets you to the best idea. I am never afraid to say my stupid things out loud. And sometimes Julie and I will bat things around together. And it's me sometimes saying things that we know we're going to toss out that ultimately gets one of us to the good idea. So never be afraid to shout out your bad ideas, because you never know. And speaking of my daughter, Julie, we do have a mother-daughter podcast. If you're not aware of it, we do a weekly update where we talk about a topic of the week. Sometimes we just do a general update, and it's where we're doing a catch-up, but it's really like a mother-daughter real chat of us just talking about something, whether it's sports, friendship, relationships, mental health. Sometimes we talk about you know, it's difficult things. Sometimes we talk about funny things. We do a lot of talking about social media. So there's specific podcast episodes that are all about social media. So if you're just interested in that focus, we do bat things around on how each of us at different generational point of views deal with social media, deal with negativity on social media. We have an episode about that. So feel free to browse our episodes there, and it's called Yours Truly with Helen and Julie. And one of our upcoming episodes, we're going to do an Ask Us Anything episode where we take your questions. And it's always a fun one because we do read your question. And if you want your name announced, we'll read your question and your name out loud. So feel free to submit. We have a link in the newsletter today where you can submit the question and put your name there if you want us to give you a shout out. We would love that. All right, on to the original content ideas. There is one that's actually also a trend, and that is quiz your family. We're seeing a lot of people do this where one showed up on my feed before I even realized this is in the newsletter this week. One showed up where a daughter was quizzing her mom and dad, and her mom is her best friend, and yet she gave her dad all the answers to the questions. So her mom at one point was almost in tears because she wasn't getting the answers right, and her dad knew all the answers. So it was really cute and funny for that family. But you can do this where you feed the lines to someone and they know your answers and the other one doesn't know and isn't in on the joke. So it makes it a fun time. And you can also do it where you don't tell anybody the answers, but I think it's a little more interesting when one person's fed the secret answers so that they can play off the other person. Our next thing to think about, which is Mother's Day coming up. So if you have something you want to do to show your mother some love, show a mother some love, any mother, a mothership maybe. Just a hint. Make a video about why your mom is so amazing, why your mothership is so amazing, or any personal carousel featuring your mom to let her know you appreciate her. This is always a good one to consider the I Am Your Mother track from Meghan Trainor. So maybe I'll include that in the music ones this week. And I think I did that maybe last year around Mother's Day did a little lip sync with some transitions. So if you are a mom, you can use that song to be talking to your kids. I am your mother, you know, kind of thing. So that's fun. The last idea is to show us your organizational hacks. And with spring cleaning coming around, a lot of people, with spring being here, a lot of people will be doing spring cleaning, and organizational hacks might start to become popular in your feed. So maybe hop on that and try sharing an organizational hack that you do to, say, organize, whether it's for work, whether it's for home, what you use for your to-do lists. Do you have an app or a platform to stay organized? Share with your audience, and maybe you'll help someone else out. So that could be a nice Mother's Day gift to another mother by accident if you're helping them stay organized. And that's it for the ideas for original content ideas. Tutorial this week, we have the reply to multiple comments with one video. And every once in a while, I get asked, because I will do that as a reply video, I'll reply to multiple comments. And I always get people asking me, how do you do multiple comments? Because it used to be a lot of people would do a thing where they screenshot the comments and then put them on as little overlays or put them on as stickers. But often your app won't allow you to put the shaping of it. It rejects the formatting of the little sticker. So I finally just realized there's a better way, and it's an easy way. If you have the little save button on TikTok or on Instagram, you can do this on either platform. I'll tell you the system, and then you can watch the tutorial if you need a visual reference. But what you do is you reply to one comment, and then you create the video with a video reply to the comment, and then you save it with the one comment on there, and then you hit reply to the second comment, and then you upload the first video with the first comment on there. So you're uploading a video that already has one comment attached, and then you add the second, then you save the one with two comments, and so on and so on. So it's very easy to execute. It's a little tedious, but hey, what the heck? That's what we're doing here. A lot of times we're wasting a lot of time editing videos and we're learning things and we're being creative, and it is never a waste of time. I will say that again and again to my haters in the comments. Oh, you have so much time on your hands. Guess what? No, I don't. I'm recording this at 10. Oh, it's 11 o'clock PM. I don't have a lot of time, but I find time to do the things I really want to do. And I'm here with you tonight because I think it's important and I enjoy it, and I want to make sure that I'm on time with my delivery of the podcast. So hopefully you enjoy it. I will tell you, I had a great weekend. I'm going to end the comments. I'm going to end the podcast now. And so if you're done listening for the ideas and things, you can sign off. But I will tell you, the wedding was brilliant. I know a lot of people are listening possibly to hear updates because they know that this is what I just came from this past weekend. If you're watching my comment, you've seen some wedding content, really fun. My son, my oldest, married his sweet soulmate, and they are both so precious. And that is the word that kept coming to mind when I was editing their videos, because I was looking at the content I shot, and the body language in the content was so precious. That is the word. They just are so gentle with each other. And you could tell, always thinking of each other. It's just the way they operate in their physicality. And I love that. I don't even think I noticed it until I was watching them on video. So I learned a lot from editing my own family. And you can also learn from editing things that you film if you watch the little nuances that happen in video. It's very, very interesting. You can really learn a lot about people. So I did learn a lot about that this weekend. A lot of emotions shed, because if you've been here a couple of years and you know my story, I was diagnosed with lymphoma June 2022 after losing my eyesight for 3 weeks. So I was so grateful to be able to see my son get married. This was one of the fears I had when I was going through my cancer journey. I can't believe I'm not crying and I'm talking about it. It's pretty impressive. Honestly, because every time I talk about it, I tend to get emotional. But a lot of my fears were that I wasn't going to be able to see my children get married or future grandchildren that I may have or whatever. So those are the things that scared me so much in the dark of night. And here I was 2 years later with hair back on my head, because that was another thing I wanted. I didn't want to have to wear a wig to the wedding. So all of it was so joyful and overwhelming in a good way. So there was a lot of tearful moments, hugging, loving, family time. It was beautiful. So I'll leave you with that. And I will see you on Friday with a strategy update. And I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll have my voice back by then. Thank you for listening. And if you want to see wedding content, you can check my Instagram and check my TikTok. I've got it all posted there. And you can see what I mean about the body language. I'm quite overwhelmed by that. And I just think it's beautiful. So with love, signing off. Have a great day. And a great week.